The Don and Mike Show.
Anywho, last night we're playing poker, right? As usual, I'm winning and not realizing it. And Lenny says that I'm... get this. A little slow. How come you're not laughing? Do you think I'm slow?
We don't think you're slow. But on the other hand, it's not like you go to museums or read books or anything.
You think I don't want to? It's those TV networks, Marge. They won't let me. One quality show after another, each one fresher and more brilliant than the last. If they only stumbled once, just gave us 30 minutes to ourselves. But they won't. They won't let me live. Oh, who am I kidding? I am slow.
Oh, honey. If you feel so bad about yourself, there's always things you can do to feel better.
Take another bath in malt liquor?
There's that. Or you can take an adult education course.
Oh, and how is education supposed to make me feel smarter? Besides, every time I learn something new, it pushes some old stuff out of my brain. Remember when I took that home winemaking course and I forgot how to drive?
That's because you were drunk.
And how?
The Don and Mike Show. They can provide storage of the troublesome spouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock.
Yeah!
I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this gorgeous Thursday afternoon. You do want to listen to Don and Mike at 3 live. You know why? I just remembered. Because today they'll be playing Low Budget Jeopardy. So stay tuned for that. Now let's get back into the Best of Don and Mike. Buzz is sick, and it's the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Such a creature of habit. When I'm getting set to come back on the air,
you always give a glance over to that news studio, and he's got his shade. Well, he doesn't have it pulled down. The shade is pulled down. We ought to have a body over there. We ought to have somebody sit there for the duration of the show.
And I've got a microphone that's turned on.
Right.
I turned his microphone on and he's not there.
Well, you said Joe's coming in to do the news today, which is always a laugh riot.
I don't want Joe sitting over there, though.
Well, who would you put over there that would make you feel comfortable?
We'd need, like, just a crash test dummy.
Where's Wendell?
No offense. No offense to Buzz. Listen, I'm fine without it.
I'd like to have somebody over there just to react because we don't have anyone to react, and that's what Buzz does. I mean, he's like a little mini audience over there. Although he never laughs.
No, he never does. He never laughs.
He's just over there.
He never laughs at anything we do.
He doesn't, does he?
A lot of the times
we laugh at each other
when you and I are doing stuff that we really think is funny.
Right.
He's like looking at his computer.
Right. But we like having him over there.
Yeah, we do.
It's comforting.
Yeah.
And now he's not there, but I'm very uncomfortable with that. That shade.
Why don't we just open the blinds, then?
All right.
And just have an empty room there. I think we're in agreement, right? We could live with an empty room rather than live with not having a person in there.
Right.
Let's see how that goes.
Where's Jason Vesey?
I don't want to look at him.
I like Jason.
I like him, too. I don't want to look at him, though. There you go,
Rob.
There you go. All right, he put a picture up.
Yeah.
So there's a picture up now in the window.
Hello.
That's great.
This is Scott Shannon.
That's great. I saw something on MTV News today, and to me that's always the funniest.
Mm-hmm.
MTV News. Like they really got news.
Right.
But it was news about MTV that the Osbournes, who incidentally, you know, they should just slow the frig down.
Oh, absolutely.
The Osbournes should. With all the stuff that's coming out, I saw advertised yesterday, bobblehead dolls.
Oh, God.
Osbournes bobblehead dolls. Too much. It was.
Man, it ain't like it was the greatest thing in the world anyway. Yeah. Was it a hit TV show? Yeah. Whoop the effing do.
Great concept. Very funny show. But back the frig off the merchandising.
Yeah, there's so few smash hits on television now that as soon as something does hit, they just go. They go ballistic with the merchandise.
And because this was such a successful premise for a show, MTV has announced that they're going to do a similar show with Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're going to follow Puff Daddy around, and mm-hmm. it's going to be just like the Osbournes, except with Puff Daddy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So there's one in the works with, who's the big fat model that married the old man?
Anna Nicole Smith.
And one in the works with Liza and David.
Now, that I'm watching.
Are you kidding? That one,
no,
I'm watching.
Entertainment Weekly, and I would watch that before any of the others.
I mean, just because Liza's so effed up.
Yeah.
Because, now, that's the factor you need. And I think even though he's Puff Daddy, I think that although he, you know, loves the gang, hence his name, you know, he's pretty in control. I mean, he's a pretty in control guy, isn't he?
To make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Also on MTV, I saw it today, and I wish I'd been taping this during the news segment. They had Allen Iverson's mom on.
Oh, really?
And
Ivy?
No, her name is not Ivy. But she was referring to her son in third person.
So Allen Iverson doesn't...
She also referred to him as The Answer.
Right.
Which is his nickname, of course. And yeah. She also called him AI.
Hey!
You think mom's a little caught up in the celebrity trip?
And I wish I had the tape, and if anybody, it's got to be all over Philly.
Right.
The tape of Allen Iverson's mom. And I know that I don't do justice to any impression, much less a black person.
Right.
But it is something like this, where she's standing in front of a podium and she go, "Oh, now you don't know what the answer all about. You don't know what the Allen Iverson AI will do when the answer come out. He will tell you exactly what is happening. The answer is a good man. The answer is a good man."
So never my son or anything.
AI will do what is best for Allen Iverson, and you will hear from the answer. The answer is a good son. The answer is a good man. But she never once
called him her son. She called him the answer.
The answer.
Wow.
And AI.
And AI.
AI.
Artificial intelligence.
That's right.
When does he get out, anyway? He's out, isn't he? He's out now.
He's out.
Right.
He's out. I mean, I think he's got something going on next week. Ah, here we go. Someone with the tape. Hello.
Hello, guys.
You got me.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry what I did yesterday.
That's okay, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, Tom.
We forgive you, Tom.
Thank you. Next month.
Rob, excuse me, Tom. Rob doesn't forgive you.
Yes, he does.
No, he's shaking his head that he doesn't.
What did he do? Oh, he told us to go to hell yesterday.
Yeah.
Next month, August 15th.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne's from the Nissan Pavilion.
Thank you for the bulletin.
You guys talking about Ozzy? I just heard this last segment you all doing about Ozzy.
Yes.
By MTV.
Yes.
You all doing stuff with Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're thinking. Just
yeah,
a little more.
See.
A little more together.
And a little keyed up.
See?
You have a good breakfast today, Tom?
Tom,
no.
What do you have for breakfast today?
I went to McDonald's for breakfast.
Ah.
I had eggs and sausage at McDonald's.
Is someone giving him smart pills?
Tom's sounding real sharp today. Tom, you feeling good today?
Yes, I am.
A lot of caffeine today, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you spell caffeine?
No, don't.
No, hold on. Spell Ozzy.
Ozzy?
Yeah.
O-Z-Z-Y.
Yeah. He's with it today. How you doing, Tom? You sound really sharp today.
Good, because I'm having a good day today. I went grocery shopping.
Yeah?
And I went over to the Kaiser Health.
Right. Yeah, Kaiser Permanente. Right.
Yeah, and I went to sign some papers for next Wednesday. I'm going to get therapy.
You're getting some therapy?
Yep. I got to get some therapy because I have to... I'm misbehaving with the other people.
Okay.
How are you misbehaving with other people?
Because I got in trouble here at the at my place.
At the group home?
No, watch it.
Where you live, you got in trouble?
Yeah.
What did you do, Tom?
I misbehave. I raised my cane at the old people.
You raised your cane at the old people.
You mean you threatened the old people with your cane?
Yeah, like Ozzy does.
Oh, really?
Like Ozzy does.
So you're getting a little help to have you manage your temper?
Yep.
Anger management?
Yes.
Like you got mad at us yesterday?
Yes. I'm going to management counseling next Wednesday.
Well, good for you, Tom.
Well, Tom, I will tell you that.
Tom, I think you're a nice guy, and we think you're a nice guy. So, you know, don't worry. You're going to be fine.
When Buzz is not there, like when he's not on six.
Yeah.
Can I come in and do the news sometime?
No.
Yes.
Watch it. Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Mike?
Yes. No.
Mike?
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Mike?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Where's Charlie?
He's right here, Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Tom. La 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 la.
La la la.
La la la. La la la.
Bye, Tom.
Therapy.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, when's the next thing, Mike?
The 27th, Tom.
Be there. Where at?
PJ Skidoo's. Look for Don's picture.
Where?
No, that's all right,
picture
Tom.
Picture Tom with his cane.
Where at?
Fairfax.
Where? What place?
Tom, stop. We've given it a plug enough.
All right, bye, Tom.
Watch it.
Stop threatening the old people.
Watch
with,
it.
With your cane.
Right.
Watch it.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
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 There he goes.
Now,
he went back to Tom, but he was rocking and rolling when he first called.
At the beginning of the call,
yeah,
it sounded like his IQ had jumped
right
about 40 points.
I'll tell you exactly when it happened. When he said, "That's all right, Tom," and he said, "I'm sorry." I mean, it was, or I apologize. It was really together.
It was, if you go back, I wish we could
ride
go back
on the
and
whole
listen.
Tom Beltway there, though, because he was back to normal at the end.
If you listen to the tape, he said, "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
It was not like Tom at all. It was it was weird.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You better watch out if you're old.
Hello.
Hey, you guys were talking about Iverson's mom.
Yeah.
At the basketball game, she sits under the basket at all the home games, will carry a huge sign that says that that's her son, and she'll yell the whole time. And if you ask security to have her move the sign, she won't do it, and they won't do anything to her.
I want to tell you something. This is a trend started with Bubby Brister's mother.
Right.
When Bubby Brister played for the Steelers.
Oh, and Bubby Brister's mother could not have been more, look at me, this is my son, with all the pins and the buttons that
the
she was
the jersey
wearing.
And the hat.
Yeah, it was so obnoxious.
I got someone to... Paul.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Did you see Allen Iverson's mother on TV?
Is that when she was sitting in the car and she's dressed in the basketball jersey? And
yes.
She, don't go there with me.
Yes.
That's her?
Yes.
We've got to get the tape. We've got to get the tape.
Me.
I'm telling you.
Why don't we call Buzz at home and see if we can get the tape?
All right, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Call Buzz up.
Hold on, I gotta
get his theme out.
I will.
Where's his theme, Rob?
Up top.
Where do you keep it?
Up here.
Up here?
All right.
Call him up.
Give him some homework.
Yeah.
So give me this tape.
He's got a, you know, full system to be able to tape stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, with Tom Gavin calling there, you guys ever see Flowers for Algernon?
I've heard of it.
Flower, oh, you know what that is? That's the original Charlie story.
Exactly.
That's about the retarded guy who gets smart.
Right.
And gets, like, brilliant smart. And
right.
Then... once he experiences everything life is all about and he's a big success, he goes back to being a retard.
Right. Is that true, sir? That's the story?
Yeah, that's the exact story.
Yeah, starring Cliff Robertson.
Well, in Tom's case, it happened during the course of one phone call.
Yeah, it was real quick.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Thomas Gavin.
I think we have Buzz on the telephone now. Buzz.
Hi.
How you feeling?
Yicky.
Did we interrupt you?
I was just dozing a little.
Oh, you were dozing, but you weren't yakking or anything.
No, not yet.
Okay.
While you're at home, could you tape all the TV channels? No, I'm kidding. Just tape either MTV or ESPN to get this tape of Allen Iverson's mom.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right. When's it going to be on, do you know?
We're not sure. On the news updates, usually, that's when
Sports
I put it.
Sports Center.
I'll just roll on all of it.
Yeah, Sports Center probably. If you just tape Sports Center, that'd be cool.
Okay, you got it.
Right. Like you don't tape it every day anyway.
Well, you know.
All right.
Feel better.
Feel better.
Thanks.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
We think Tom Gavin is, like, gaining... intelligence?
Yeah, he might be having a little remission.
Nah.
No, I mean, we just had a conversation with him.
He was remarkably lucid during the first part of it, and then he went back to being the old Tom, but he had a moment there where he was sounding real strong.
Perhaps he can do the news.
And he has to. He wants to.
Yeah, I know.
And he has to go into therapy because he's been threatening old people with his cane.
We can't have that.
You don't feel like talking now, do you, Buzz?
Not much.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
He's really annoyed at us.
He's sick, Mike.
Yeah, he is.
Sick.
Sounds sick, God. He's
sick,
like,
man.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
A little bit like Cranky Letterman there.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Have that.
Oh, you know what?
Nah. Leave me alone. I'm sick.
kid in that day. He just said to me,
"Leave me alone, I'm sick."
It's a good thing Buzz is not listening now. Virtually the only thing that I watch on television every day is Letterman. I TiVo it.
Right.
And I watch it. And he was doing some bit last week that just cracked my ass up. I guess they were on top of a building in New York, and they're hitting golf balls. They're trying to. They were across the street from his office,
right?
And they were hitting golf balls and trying to break windows in his office. And the golf balls were going everywhere.
Man, that could kill somebody.
Yeah, I mean, they were going into traffic,
right?
And I called Frida in, and I said, "Come here. I want you to watch this with me." And she's watching for a second. And she said, "Stop it. Stop the tape." And I stopped the TV. I go, "Why?" And she said, I can't watch Letterman. I said, "Why?" She said, "Because it's like looking at Buzz." Because Buzz...
With his hand gestures.
Buzz has all of Letterman's hand gestures, and the way, even the faces that Letterman makes, he does everything. Yeah, and you're doing it now. The stuff where Letterman does with his sleeves and,
right,
like boxes things out and adjusts his tie.
Right, right. Exactly.
And she says to me, she says,
Buzz mimics David Letterman the way he talks.
She says, he does. She says, "I can't watch Letterman." I said, "Why?" "Because it reminds me of Buzz."
It's kind of strange.
Hold on a second. And of course, what made me think of that was when you just said he sounds like a sick Letterman, like a cranky Letterman.
Yes, yes, very cranky.
Very cranky. He's very upset.
Boy, I'm sick. I don't feel like talking now.
Feel good?
Right now.
Oh, listen, and also you guys who are listening to the show, those of you who are still listening.
Yes. Never
mind. She's not there. It was funnier when she said it.
Well, I understand. And he does, if you look at Buzz, he does kind of mimic the hand gestures and the mannerisms and also a little of the speaking. You know? Bubbling crude. You know?
I don't think today would be the day to bring it up with him, though, do you?
Not one little bit.
No. You don't want to call him back now?
Oh, no.
And tell him that we think he mimics Letterman?
No, I think probably catch him when he comes back tomorrow.
Okay. This is the Don and Mike Show. The Hideout.
I didn't even really have any Mexican friends in high school. Nor do I now.
Weeknights after Ron and Fez on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Greetings, my friend. Me again, letting you in on the possibilities of me, the Verizon Super Pages. Possibilities that are not found in just any ordinary yellow pages. Yes, I'm talking to you, Mr. Sitting by the radio at work, trying to hide your personal emails from your boss. Life is passing you by like a ship that sets sail for the high-speed raceway. I mix metaphors, but you get the idea. You gotta get out there and have some fun. You like restaurants? I've got all kinds. Italian, Chinese, Greek. Of course, Greek food tastes better in Greece. So let's go around the world. I've got travel agents. But before you go, you really should speak 8 languages fluently, like I do. Don't worry, I have night classes. And you can plan all this right from your desk, because VerizonSuperPages.com is the number one online yellow page.